家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
今天这期节目啊，我真是大开眼界，因为我们要跟大家介绍一下英语里面含义 definitions 最多的一个词。
That's right. So if you hear this word, and you will hear it a lot today, you might think, my goodness, that is a very simple word.
对，但谁知道它是英语里面也最 complicated, 最复杂的一个词啊。
That's right.
好，那今天我们要说的这个含义最最多的词就是
run, 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 run away.
就是 run.
Run.
R-U-N. 你应该知道它的意思是跑步，但是你知道吗？除了跑步以外，它还有600多种其他的意思。
It's a crazy amount.
Yeah, it's crazy. 其实它现在的这个地位好像被另外一个词挑战了。就 depending on which dictionary you use.
Right.
另外一个词好像比它意思更多，那个词是
Set.、
我有点 surprise, 因为我以为 get 是英语里意思最多的。
Yeah, I think probably, well, Jenny...raises a very interesting point, which is you need to look at the dictionary. We often think about the dictionary as just being one thing, but of course, many different companies published many different dictionaries.
对对对，也有出入啊。但不管怎么说啦，反正 run 就是一个意思很多的词。而且我们今天想讲这个词，就是因为它有很多日常，就是我们可以用得到的意思。
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, there's 700 of them, and I'm sure that you could probably use a few.
至少有七个我们可以用。是吧？好的，那我们就先从它就大家最熟悉的跑步这个含义开始说吧。
Okay, so obviously we run. We can just run for fun, or we can run a race.
Run a race 就是比赛，对吧？一个跑步比赛。
Right, or a lot of my friends in China have started running marathons.
所以跑马拉松就是直接说running marathons.
You run a marathon.
Marathon,
yeah, so if you run many marathons, then you run marathons.
好，那其实除了动词呢，这个 run 还可以做名词使用，比如说 I'm going out for a run.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And of course, we can get a little more abstract too with that. I'm going on a coffee run.
就是出去买个咖啡，对吧？
Right, right.
Coffee run.Going for a convenience store run.
A beer run.
对。
Anything you want to go get quickly, you can go on a blah 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 run.
对，所以大家现在有没有爱上这个词？ Super interesting. 好，那我们接下来看它下一个含义。如果你自己创业啊，像我这样，你就对它比较熟悉。
Then why are you asking me? You should be saying it.
So you can run a business.
I've tried, but I ran them all into the ground, as we'll talk about later.
好，所以 to run a business, or 可以说 to run a company 吗？
Yeah, well, you can run an organization. So it could be a business, a company. You could even say run a household. I suppose that's an organization.
没错，就是我们说一家之主嘛，家里也要有人来 run, 来运营，是吧？我觉得 run 在这里的意思可能就是经营啊，运作啊，运营。
Right.
管理啊， to run a business. 好，或者还有一个很口语的说法就是，这个是老板， he runs or she runs the show.
Yeah, yeah,
对不对？
exactly. It's usually, guys usually say that about their wives though, right? Yeah, talk to my wife.She's the one who runs the show.
对 runs the show. 好，那接下来这个也是我们公司挺熟悉的，因为我们是一个互联网教大家英语的公司，所以我们有很多同事就会经常说，我们要跑一跑数据。
Do they actually say that?
是啊，数据没跑出来啊，或者。
That's really interesting, because in English, we say run numbers or run the numbers.
你可以说 run data 吗？
You can run some data, yeah. Usually when I think about run numbers, though, it's often like in a plan.Like, you need to run the numbers first. Is this plan going to work? You, of course, can use it to, like, look at last month's data. But often when we're using this phrase, we are talking about, like, this is my plan...This is how much it's going to cost. This is blah, blah, blah. Let's run those numbers.
对，就是你的支出，对吧？ Expense 和你可能收入。Revenue. Run numbers. 好的，那接下来我们要看的这一些呢，都是动词短语。
Yes. Now, this was really, really hard. Jenny has not said this yet, but it's kind of obvious. There are 700. We chose about 10. They're not really easy to choose. So what we decided to do was take phrasal verbs. Run plus preposition.
对对对 ，run 加上一个介词。
That's right.
好的，然后今天基本上都是 Adam 为我们选这个 list。
Yeah. I would love to talk about all 700, but...
Why don't you introduce the next one?
Okay, the first one is run around.
Oh.
Now, in a very, very everyday, very, very concrete example, children run around.
对，小朋友四处乱跑。
Right, so you're on the playground running around. Of course, you can also run around to have to do all of your...chores and get your shopping done.
对，我就想到一个很繁忙的小孩子的家长。They're also running around.
Exactly.
要弄小孩，又要弄工作，又要弄 you know, they need to run their household.
Exactly,
对不对?
Exactly. But we have another use of run around, which is give someone the runaround.
啊，这什么意思呢?
Basically means you don't really answer them directly.
啊，就拐弯抹角。
嗯，
诶，这个和中文也很像。拐弯抹角就是 you're running around.Not going straight.
And the person wants to know, hey, what's the answer? What's the answer? Why are you always giving me the runaround?
Adam, 你有女朋友吗?
Oh,
你又来了, 又 give me the runaround. 好的,那接下来的这一个有点像啊,是 run away.
Right, so run away, of course, you probably already know that run away means you just are scared and leave.
有女朋友但是 you run away 是吧
oh no
但我这个好像就会联想到什么卷款而逃你知道坏人骗了别人的钱 and then they run away、
yeah.
这是不是基本上都是 negative 坏的
yeah it's not I mean you could run away from drugs I guess
oh, run away from problems 逃避它
yeah well that's a very good one too so yeah you know they're all pretty negative because when you run away from your problems it doesn't mean like now I don't have problems it just means that you didn't deal with your problems
对对对就逃避啊好的那接下来我们有没有一点比较 positive 的呢
okay this one is runsomething by someone.
啊、就比较 neutral.
Yeah, this, well, it depends what you're, what you're running by or who you're running it, by with.
对我挺喜欢这个短语的因为我觉得在工作中或者 relationship 家庭里面经常用啊、比如说老公要 run something by his wife.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to the casino this weekend with his friends. Is that okay?
I need to run it by my wife.
Jeez.
或者员工可以 run something by their boss, 或者 boss 可以 run something by他们的员工对不对
They can, yeah. I mean, it is usually kind of from bottom to top,、like in terms of authority.
有点下级向上级汇报的这个意思。
Yeah, not all the time. It's just that's the first impression that I get when I hear this.
对，我觉得它还有一个感觉就是你要征得对方的同意 like the purpose you're running an idea by someone.
Right.
就是 你需要他们 OK 这件事。
Yeah, or just maybe they can contribute. Maybe they can add something to it. So I've got this great idea I want to run by you. Whatever it is.
对,就是你帮我参谋一下啊。好的,那接下来这个短语呢,真的非常常用。任何时候你巧遇某个人啊,在街上撞到某个人的时候都可以说。
Right, this one is run into.
To run into someone.
Yeah, guess who I ran into today?
我今天很巧碰到谁了、对, I didn't plan this, now it's such a nice surprise.
Right. Now this one usually is just about meeting someone, but if we use another similar phrase, bump into,、that can mean to meet, but it can also mean to...
真的就撞一下
right.
撞得很疼那种是吧、好this next phrase 有一点点像因为它也是 run into 什么东西
It is run into but you're not running into a person You are running into a thing And that thing is the ground
这个是什么就摔了一跤撞
No, this means to take... Well, we were talking about lots of organizations earlier, so maybe a person who runs a business does very poorly. Maybe they steal money from it, maybe they just can't make money, so that's what run into the ground means.
就把它 destroy 了。
Right, so she ran the company into the ground. He...
你为什么要用 she?
just trying to be equal here. they, how about they?
They. They run it into the ground.
Right.
是吧？我们接着还有一些是不是？
Oh, there's still more. Yeah.
Yeah, like 680, 92 of them.
We're going to do part 2, part 3, part 4, part 20. Yeah, well, this one is maybe not as nice when you run over someone or something.
这就是开车的时候是不是撞到、
mm-hmm. Yeah.
你为什么选这个、啊、你是说我现在开车还是什么Thank God, touch wood, I have not run over anything yet.
Not yet.
你干什么了我下个月就要去考车牌了你不要这样。OK, 所以 to run over 什么东西一定是你开着车把什么东西撞倒吗
you can also run over the numbers, for example, like we said before.、Oh. You can run over can also mean to practice.、
Oh.
Let's run over the play a few times. Let's run over the dance a few times.
Oh, 所以它还有一个意思是练习。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
好，那这下一个短语呢？啊，这个我觉得我自己常常用啊，就是经常，哎呀，家里牛奶没有了，油没有了，米没有了。
Yeah, run low.
或者 run out.
Run out, yeah. Right, so you start out by running low on something, and if you're very lazy like me, you probably won't go to the store to buy more. You will probably first run out.
是的，所以 to run low on something, 比如 we're running low on milk, 就是我们牛奶快喝完了、mm-hmm. 然后全喝完了就是 oh, we are running, or we have run out of milk.
Yes, exactly. I also think about cell phones. We have batteries on our phones. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, my battery's running out.
对
or
对
running low, I need to find a charger.
是。好，那接下来这几个这个这个 run down.
Run down.
我喜欢这个短语，因为 run down, 你想象的是一种动作，好像从一个山上 run down, 跑下来，但其实它还有一个形容词的意思。
Yes, and it means not so great. Like a run down building.
对，就是比较破烂，破败的。
Right, so you can have a run down building, you can have a run down city, I guess.
但有一些比如说那种小饭店它看起来是很 run down 的但里面东西特别好吃。
Oh yeah, yeah, no, we call those dives.
Dive, 对。
Yeah, yeah, those are my favorite.
Dive 不是跳水的意思。
Yeah.
和这 run down 有点像对吧、mm. 就往下跳的那个啊。好那我们不要弄得太复杂我们今天最后再说一个吧。
Let's talk about run up.
Oh, I like this one. Up, up.
Oh, so it could
天天
be
like
running up the mountain or、mm. I like running up stairs.Not a lot of stairs. Just a few, but it still makes you feel good.This one is not so good unless you are a credit card company.
啊，跟信用卡有关，是什么呢？
Because you can run up bills or run up your credit card.
是什么意思？就欠很多债吗？
Yes.
OK.所以也不是很 positive.
It's not very positive, again, unless you are
the credit card
company. So if, again, just to tie some of these together, you could be running a business, but because you ran up too many bills, it means you ran the company into the ground.
Oh, 好。
You left the building looking all run down.
我知道了，我们 part 2 of the show 可以给大家归类 positive 的 run 的用法。
Okay.Sounds good.
比较好。OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。关于 run 这个词，你今天是不是对它有了新的印象、新的感觉呢？那如果你想持续把英语学得更好，大家可以了解一下开言英语的会员课程，因为你可以跟着我们非常优秀的北美主播啊，然后在我们很专业的中国教研团队开发的课程指导下，扎实的学好英语。请大家下载我们的 APP 开言英语进行免费试用。OK, thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Nice running into you.